Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Oh my gosh, it smells so good in here.
Jen is talking about the Chinese food that our intern Janine has just heated up from two different Chinese food restaurants. Our intern Zoe comes to us. This is no lie. From Hua Hot, Mongolia, China, yesterday.
Inner Mongolia,
China, which is 12 hours away from here. Because she was talking about calling her mom, but the time difference is exactly 12 hours.
Yes.
And she has come to the United States to go to college in Missouri and then take an internship in Atlanta, which is all fascinating to me. But all of that aside, because that makes you, by the way, much more worldly than I ever was, much more traveled than I am, much more adventurous than I was at your age. So what we're going to do is bring it right down to the most basic level as we can. And I would like you to try different Chinese foods and tell us if they're authentic or gross to you.
Okay.
All right. So I've gone to two different Chinese food restaurants. Mm-hmm. One of them is a fast food type place. Mm-hmm. The other one seems to me to be very authentic. Like when I go in there with Callie, like the two of us are the only white people in the place.
Can you say where the restaurant is?
I don't want to yet.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Because I don't want to get banned if she says it's terrible.
Okay. Okay. Well, get her review first. She's smelling both bowls. What do we have in front of her right now? Is this the
fried rice?
Fried rice.
All right. So you have fried rice in front of you right now.
Okay.
So for the
she has a frown on her face. She's wrinkling her brow on that one.
She did not care for the fried rice in bowl number one.
Bowl number two.
Jen, by the way.
Oh, brow furrowed.
Oh.
Uh oh. All right. What do you think, Zoe?
This one was very dry.
Okay.
And the sauce was not mixed up with all the rices, so I guess this would be better.
Okay, so for the fried rice, bowl number one wins.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
On taste and authenticity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of them, how would they compare to fried rice you would have in China? Actually, rewind. Do you have fried rice in China?
Yes.
Okay,
of
you
course.
Do.
Yeah. Okay, oh, okay, good.
Basically, we just have like egg and rice mix together. We don't add meat in it. So when I saw the meat and strips in fried rice, that was really kind of American style.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the American style fried rice, the one to your left is the winner.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's move.
I just imagine in her mind she's like, stupid Americans.
I know, right? Do you hate us?
No.
It's okay if you hate us.
That's so good. I mean, it's really, it smells so good and I'm really hungry now.
So is Jen. Jen may reach over and grab a fistful of that.
It smells so good in here right now.
All right, I'm going to switch.
Okay. So we have two very large egg rolls that are fried on the plate number two. Plate number one has smaller egg rolls, also fried, but smaller. She's smelling them both.
I feel like
a true culinary judge.
I think these are actually spring rolls.
Oh, they are.
So they're just veggies.
What's
inside.
The difference between spring roll and egg
Doesn't the egg roll have shrimp?
You should tell us.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a minute.
You should be telling us what's in it.
She doesn't hate it. Maybe she does. Do you need some water?
The second plate was just so huge and tastes terrible, so I'm going to this plate.
Okay, right. Plate one wins.
The sauces that we always get with Chinese food. So many questions. Are we offending you? Don't be offended. Please don't be. Okay. The sauces that we get with Chinese food, like the mustard sauce and the duck sauce and the soy sauce, Do you get that with, do you have that as condiments on your table in China?
Honestly, when I came to United States, it was my first time to try the master sauce. And so I had soy sauce when I was at China, but I never tried other sauce.
And do you end every meal in China with orange slices or fortune cookies?
I never tried fortune cookies. Oh. United States.
Total American concept.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get the third dish.
Okay. Ooh, okay, right, now we have two bowls.
These are two beef dishes.
Okay.
She just turned her nose up at the second one.
Bowl number two. Okay, she's tasting bowl number one.
The beef was very soft and with multiple layers of the flavor and with the onion and the lettuce. I really like this one.
Oh my God, you should host a cooking show back in China. You're talking like the people who, like a wine, like a sommelier. You're a sommelier of egg foo young.
And actually, I can teach you how to do the second bowl. It's like you bought some mac chicken nuggets from my download and put some ketchup and soy sauce. You can make the second bowl.
So it's really ketchup easy. And soy sauce. And it's beef, but it tastes like chicken.
Yeah. It's
not good.
Like it.
So who wins that one?
First bowl. Yeah.
All right. The first bowl is Mongolian chicken. Mm-hmm. The second bowl
I thought you said they were beef.
Or I'm sorry, Mongolian beef. Mm-hmm. Thank you. First bowl is Mongolian beef. The second bowl is called Beijing beef.
Okay.
And just so you know, to recap what you have determined, the fried rice, you awarded the best taste to Canton Cooks, the Chinese food restaurant in Sandy Springs that does not have one white person in it when you go in there, and it's so delicious.
Excellent.
The egg roll you awarded to Panda Express, the
really?
Fast food Chinese place that's at every shopping mall in the country, where they harass you and chase you down to try their chicken.
Yes.
That's
they've got the sesame chicken
on the
stick. Little toothpick.
Yes, that's who won the egg roll battle. And then the beef dish, the Mongolian beef, is Canton Cooks. The Beijing beef is Panda Express. So with a score of 2-1.
2-1.
Which, to be
honest,
is closer than I expected it to be. Canton Cooks wins. And I think, Jen, I would like to go to lunch with Zoe at Canton Cooks. I think before your internship is up, we take her to lunch there, and we have to eat whatever she orders for us.
Yeah.
Just for putting us
up. Let's go to a real Chinese restaurant.
Well, listen.
We should go somewhere. She gets to pick where we go.
Don't get crazy, because then we're going to be sucking on whole fish. And like, what's your favorite American food that you've had to eat so far?
Oh, the ribeye steak.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we don't go to Chinese. Maybe we take her to Chops or something.
See, she's an American girl after all.
Perfect. Thanks for playing along, Zoe.
Thank you.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.